Canva.
Yeah, it is. In sports, as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
that. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/T-Boy or text T-Boy to 500-500. Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Wednesday, August 21st.
We are back, baby.
Yes, we are. Where are we?
First pod in the studio.
We're
in
back.
Menlo Park, California.
Feels great. Looking sharp.
In like a week and a half.
You got to tell me what wood nymph made the flower crown on your wonderful bride this past weekend, by the way, Jack.
Did I mention this is the best one yet?
This is the best one yet. Best Snacks Daily we've done since yesterday.
Snackers, markets dipped a tad.
It's true. It's very true.
But our three stories are not dipping.
This is a wonderful mix. What do we got first?
First story is the Apple Card. This is the credit card available now, today, through your iPhone for every American who owns an iPhone.
But no one really understands what it does.
We are going to go Consumer Reports on this one and try it out for you.
We actually literally did that.
Second story, Target is launching a flagship food brand to put in all of its stores. It says it'll be worth $1 billion by next year.
Spoiler alert, this thing is hormone and artificial free.
This is also an Amazon-proof part of Target.
Got to question what the use of the word flagship here is, but we'll get that later.
Third and final story.
What do we got?
Tesla solar panels.
Very nice.
It's launching a rental feature. For $50 a month, you can stick them on your roof and get free electricity from the sun.
It also just got sued by Walmart for these solar panels.
Yes, we're going to look at Elon Musk's other side hustle.
He's got a few.
Solar panels.
Now, before we jump into all that, we've got to talk about something that technically happened last week, but we were away and we thought we should follow up.
We actually stuck this story in the intro of our newsletter.
Snuck it right in there.
Snackers, you all know this because I know you read the newsletter while I was away.
The Olive Garden last Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time was busy selling its lifetime pasta passes.
Here's the deal. For $100, you get unlimited food, unlimited breadsticks, unlimited salad for 9 weeks.
Not too shabby, but a select few were fortunate enough to be entered in a special competition.
Yes, if you added your name to a wait list, you don't get those 9 weeks. You could get a pasta pass for life.
We're talking lifetime. All you got to do is pay $400 more and you get pasta forever.
So naturally, millions and millions of Americans signed up for this list.
The odds were 480-1.
So 50 were selected, and for $500 total, they get pasta for life.
This Carbo Fest, we decided to look into it. We were curious who these humans were that pursued it. Apparently, there were three in Central Florida who ended up getting the lifetime Olive Garden pasta pass.
All of the winners were from Central Florida?
Actually, no, it's just three out of everyone. But when
three
we
out of 50.
Technically, there are 50 states. That's a little disproportionate, but kind of awesome.
Now, full disclosure.
You got to tell people this.
I am a former Olive Garden waiter and three-time wine salesman of the month.
If you're trying to offload a Chianti Classico, Jack is your guy.
And I know from experience that the break-even of that $500,
yep.
45 bowls of pasta, then you're break-even, and then you're going to have a million more for free.
Not a mathometer, Jack, but that sounds fantastic.
And the waiter's going to hate you because you're not paying a tip.
Now, let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, the Apple Card is now available as of yesterday to anyone in the U.S.
Caveat.
Slight asterisk.
If you have an iPhone 6 or greater.
Yeah, that's true. Or we still don't know if this works on an iPhone SE. I don't even know what that looks
yes,
like.
Yes, you do. I used to have an iPhone SE. I told you that a million times.
Jack used to have one. We used to call it Jack's iPod 12.
Now, it's been a good month for Apple. First of all, we learned this week it's spending $6 billion on original content for its Netflix competitor, Apple TV Plus, which apparently will be $9.99 per month.
And it got President Trump to delay tariffs that would have made iPhones more expensive for Christmas. But that's the other stuff going on. You're here to listen to the Apple Card.
The credit card with Goldman Sachs that it just came out with and is now available to anyone in America.
Jack, you want to share a little bit about your personal experience jumping in snacks?
Snackers, I am dedicated to you. I applied for this card today for you so that I could talk about it on the pod. Probably sacrificed my credit score.
We have no
for
idea.
You.
This is one of those things like you get a new card, everyone says it helps your credit card score. You don't get a card, it doesn't hurt your credit card score. No one has any
idea. It's a black box. But you know what's not a black box? How to do it. You
talk
update
to us.
Your iOS. You need like 12.4.1 or
oh my God, that's so when I have to update my iOS, I cancel my plans for the evening.
Took forever, it's true. Then you go to your Apple Watch and you apply by pressing the plus button. I applied at 2:15 p.m. Pacific time yesterday. I was done at 2:17 Pacific time yesterday.
Jack's highly specific, but that's how you actually get this thing done. You want to know about the cool features. These are the key ones you want to know about.
Ultra privacy. This thing doesn't even have a credit card number. It's like the man with no face.
Changes. Every transaction on the back end, the card uses a new number. So you never actually see its own
and
number.
And you get like encryption on encryption.
I love that you jumped in snack style, Jack. What else we got here?
Support. If you have an issue or if you're like traveling to Puerto Rico and you want to make sure they know Puerto Rico is part of the United States
must
and to
be
keep your credit card on.
Must be nice.
You can tell them through iMessage. You just text them, I'm going to be in Puerto Rico.
The other cool thing, we just thought this was interesting. The card on your phone, because it's mainly a digital card, it changes colors based on what you're purchasing.
Yes. When I open up my Apple wallet, I see a white credit card with no number and it's white because it's a blank slate. I haven't bought anything
yet. He hasn't purchased anything yet. But if Jack were to shop, let's say he was going out to buy some tickets for the latest
Les Mis concert.
Let's go with that.
Les Mis show.
Let's go with that. It would actually turn pink because entertainment purchases turn pink.
Now, when I go to Les Mis, I'm not swiping this thing. I'm not sticking the chip in the reader. This is a digital phone thing. Now,
we're
going
to go over this Les Mis thing later. By the way, if Jack had bought something at a restaurant before this questionable Les Mis date, it would turn orange.
Right. It changes color. But Apple wants you to say that you hover. You don't swipe, you hover
right.
your Apple Card.
You're not sticking a chip in here and then waiting 10 minutes while the chip gets
now,
ripped.
We think there could be a better verb, perhaps waft, but not, snackers, I hit like, us at Robin Hood Snacks and let us know what the proper verb is for using Apple Pay.
I like waft, but we need something better. Now, you probably love credit card points. Apple is hooking people up with credit card points. That's its point.
In its announcement yesterday, 3% cash back on any Uber or Uber Eats payments through Apple Card.
And they're giving 3% cash back on Apple purchases.
Like iTunes. 2% cash back when you pay for anything using Apple Pay, which isn't necessarily linked to the Apple Card. It could be any card.
But we thought this was really interesting. They're only giving 1% cash back if you purchase stuff using the titanium physical version of the credit card. Because yes, there will be a physical version. Because yes, your friends do want to show off that they have a physical version.
Although it's a lame move. Like the whole point is to be digital.
It's so true.
Apple really wants you to use its iPhone. The whole goal here for Apple is to make its iPhones like essential because sales aren't growing for the iPhone.
So it's using points to push you to its digital card. Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies over at Apple?
Apple is writing its own rules and guess what? Everybody is going to want to play.
3% cash back, that's a lot of cash back. And guess who's paying it? The merchants, the companies you're purchasing from.
Apple announced yesterday it is inviting other merchants to join the 3% club. Right now, it's just Uber, but we wouldn't be surprised if like Chipotle joins soon.
So you're going to get 3% cash back. Uber is essentially paying that fee to you to be using the card.
So Uber is agreeing to lose 3% on each Uber ride when someone uses Apple Card, but that is a small cost because guess what? If you have Apple Card and you have an iPhone, you're going to start using Uber instead of Lyft because you get 3% off.
And Uber wants access to iPhone Nation.
That's a small price to pay.
For our second story, this one's wild. Target is launching a flagship grocery brand, and it thinks this thing is going to be worth billions in like a year.
Target's announcing earnings today, but we couldn't wait for this story.
This was a way more interesting story. We got to jump on this.
Now, it's a whole new grocery line. It's a, you know, it's crackers, it's bread. It's called Good and Gather.
Interesting.
That's the Target-owned brand.
Now, we couldn't, like, what is the marketing team doing over there?
They are trying to sound millennially, and they're doing it by taking vaguely wellness-sounding words and finding two of them that start with the same letter.
Let's just throw a little alliteration in there. Hey, Cindy, how about half and wholesome?
True and tried.
Let's just run with this thing.
Good and Gather is the one that Target ended up with. And in all honesty, we love that it is launching this food brand because it's mostly organic food. And this makes healthy organic food accessible to everyone who shops at Target.
Now, Target is going big with this thing. This is their biggest food launch yet. It's 650 items coming out next month and then a whopping 2,000 coming out next year.
All right, that's what's in it. 2,000 products. Guess what's not in it?
Talk to me.
Artificial flavors, fake colors, high fructose corn syrup. Mostly these are organic products that are good for your body.
We're talking about scary stuff. Now, it actually covers a wide range of like food snack craving situations, Jack.
Cocoa Drizzle Nut Bar.
That's the snack stuff.
Blue corn flax seed chips with great guacamole.
A little savory kind of snack.
And then it also has staples like cage-free eggs and steroid-free milk.
So the kind of stuff you're actually using every day. And then, just in case you hate cooking too much, they got meals.
Yes. You can get an avocado toast salad.
I don't know what
that is. Prearranged. I don't know what that is either.
Deconstructed.
But that's our second avocado-based product we've mentioned in this story.
So if you're trying to like visualize this thing, picture like a Sam's Club or a Whole Foods 365.
Yes. It's a whole brand that the greater like chain of stores owns itself, like Walmart and Whole Foods.
And if you want to know what this thing looks like when it comes to the branding, this is like if Casper and Allbirds had a baby and then that baby was raised by Harry's Razors and Away Luggage.
It's true. It has very like pleasant looking colors with very simple white letters.
Adorable. They're really pushing the millennial appeal on this thing.
Now, a bold claim by a Target CEO. They say this will be a multi-billion dollar brand by just next year.
It's a very bold claim. We were curious as to why. And the reason is because Target's really become a one-stop shop retailer.
Yes. 75% of Target customers who go into Target to buy a non-food item end up leaving with food because it's right there.
Jack, you couldn't have served up that fact any better. Now, Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies over at Target?
Groceries are Amazon-proof. It's the one thing Jeff Bezos hasn't been able to touch.
You need groceries because you need food daily, and people still prefer shopping for those groceries offline.
Look at Amazon's grocery attempts. You have Whole Foods, which it acquired. You also have Amazon Fresh Delivery. Those are experiments that haven't been hugely successful.
On the other end of the spectrum, you've got Walmart, which is the biggest U.S. grocer, and it gets 50% of its revenue from grocery. 50%. That's wild.
Walmart stock is close to a record high, despite Amazon, because of groceries.
And if you're Target, you're looking at this as an opportunity because only 20% of Target's revenues come from groceries.
Looks like it wants to get up to that 50% that Walmart has.
Have a little Good and Gather.
Hey, everybody. This is Jack. I own Amazon shares.
For our third and final story, Tesla's solar division is now getting more buzz than Elon Musk's Twitter after more big news this week.
We're talking about SolarCity.
Very nice.
SolarCity is a company Tesla acquired.
Literal name.
In 2016. And SolarCity was founded by two of Elon's cousins.
Ooh, what's your source?
Based on a tip from Elon.
Where'd you get that?
Wikipedia.
Very nice. Now, SolarCity is literally like all about solar panels and solary kind of stuff.
But, and it's part of Tesla.
But Tesla has got a few areas of focus. Tesla today is electric cars, electric storage, like batteries, and then they always say this, quote unquote, finally, solar panels.
Solar panels are totally an afterthought at Tesla, small part of the business.
Yeah, they're only 7% of Tesla's total
business.
Yes,
and you can rent, lease, or buy solar panels to generate electricity from the sun.
So this was the big news that came out this week. Tesla's deciding, you know what, we're not just going to sell these things. We're going to offer them up for rent as low as $50 a month. You can slap these thing on your roof.
All right, snackers, if you own a home, because that's a requirement.
Must be nice.
If you own a home, think about what your electric bill is every month. If it is more than $50 a month, you might want to think about renting these solar panels.
And that's why Tesla's dropped the price to make this something that you're finally willing to try.
Yeah, there's actually no installation fee, But if you bail and like want to take them off, it's a $1,500 charge.
But there's one more caveat here. It's really only available in states that have enough solar energy. Yeah, so
these are states with lots of sunlight.
We're talking about
lots
six ones
of
here.
Progressive governments that give incentives for solar energy.
California, Arizona, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and then New Mexico.
Now, this is all to revive solar sales because SolarCity's sales have declined 3 years straight. A lot of S's in that story.
It was hard, but I'm impressed you got that out there. Now, that was the really positive news. Turns out there was also a big negative news headline.
Walmart is suing Tesla. I repeat, Walmart is suing Tesla over those same solar panels.
You don't say that that often. Now, it's suing Tesla because it had a bunch of those panels on a bunch of its megastores, and they happened to catch fire, and they didn't like how Tesla dealt with the situation.
Yeah, get this. Tesla didn't do much. It's a bad look. But Walmart is actually a big Tesla supporter.
Yeah.
It pre-ordered 45 of those electric semi-trucks, which look like a villain in Terminator.
We're talking about those electric ones that Tesla's like come out with that are actually kind of scary looking.
Yeah, they're not available yet. But it also bought a bunch of solar panels for a lot of its megastores and is unhappy about it.
They're kind of cool friends that hang out together and you wouldn't expect it. So, Jack, what is the takeaway for our buddies over at Tesla?
Solar panels are the Renee Zellweger to Tesla's Jerry Maguire.
They complete me.
You complete me.
It's a perfect combination because Tesla has a focus on the environment. But in order to fulfill that, it really needs to focus on the environment.
Yes. A Tesla vehicle runs on electricity, not burning gasoline. That's good for the environment, right, Nick?
Not necessarily, Jack. I'm glad you brought it up.
If the electricity you put in your Tesla came from a coal-fired power plant, that's like a slap in the face to Mother Earth because coal is really dirty.
So if you're Tesla, you're envisioning a whole circle of like ecosystem where everyone owns a Tesla car, but they also own Tesla solar panels.
The solar panels take the electricity from the sun, put it in the battery, put it in the Tesla, around and around it goes. That's how it becomes a sustainable energy company.
This is Nick, and we wanted to let you guys know that both Jack and I own shares of Tesla. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Apple's credit card is now available to all Americans who own an iPhone.
And joining the 3% Club is how you win business from iPhone Nation.
Target has unveiled its own Whole Foods 365-style food brand so it can start owning the grocery market.
Called Good & Gather. We don't love the name, but we like the idea. And then finally,
Tesla's solar panel business is struggling, so it's offering them for rental, installation included.
The next time you think of Tesla, just picture Renee and Tom. It's a beautiful thing. Now time for our snack fact of the day. This one is a nice little anniversary one.
Show me the money.
Google IPO'd 15 years ago from this week. And yes, since then, it's made a few acquisitions.
A lot of acquisitions.
How many acquisitions?
A whole lot of them.
Talk to me.
Over 200.
Now, can you think of any big ones?
Only one.
What are you thinking?
YouTube.
That's true.
The $1 billion back in like 2006.
Enterprise software, like all the other ones.
Yeah, the other 199.
It also brought Zagat, the food review company, which is pretty cool.
Snackers, we'd love some snack facts of the day from you.
Tweet us at Robin Hood Snacks. And by the way, people have been asking us for a little more details about Jack's wedding. I just want to share this. He gave an absolutely unreal speech at the wedding. You snackers would all be proud. It was incredible.
I'm blushing. Nick, thank you. Also, great rehearsal dinner.
I don't even go there. The attention is on you, my man. Snackers, will catch you tomorrow.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only, is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.